it was made out of these boards, and they would be laid lapping over each other like this.
Offhand, I can't remember what you're talking about.
Did you ever hear clapboard or weatherboarding or siding?
I've heard of siding, but siding as far as aluminum siding,
mm-hmm.
materials on the side of the house rather than having brick housing.
Is the aluminum siding, is that vertical or horizontal?
It's horizontal.
Yeah, horizontal. This
horizontal.
And if you wanted to hang up a picture, you take a nail and a
hammer.
And you say, I took the hammer and I put the nail in.
Let's see, how do I use
it? Or I got in my car and I went to town.
Drove to town.
Okay, you say, he has never what a car.
Driven a car.
Okay, he doesn't know how to
drive.
And a little building used for storing wood, you might call that a
wood shed, a wood shack.
Is there any difference?
Not as far as I would know. I don't think so.
What about some for keeping tools?
Tool shed. Are you talking about a place to keep a tool shed?
And before they had bathrooms inside, what do they call the buildings that they'd have outside?
Outhouses.
Okay, any other names?
Not as I know of.
Were there any of those around Houston? Or was that?
Some people might have had them. We didn't. I don't know.
And you'd say, you might say you live in a brick
house.
And talk about several of those. It'd be several
houses. What?
And what different buildings would there be on a farm? What different animals would there be? Where would they be kept and all?
There would be many different animals, I would assume. Horses, cows, pigs, chickens, roosters, turkeys. Various animals, and probably they would be kept in a barn.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been on a farm?
No, I haven't.
Did any of your, let's see, your parents both were from Houston, did they have any contact with the farm when they were growing up?
No.
You just completely city, huh?
Right.
The part of the place where you could store corn would be a...
I don't know.
Did you ever hear any name for? Did you ever hear of a granary or a granary?
Granary?
Uh-huh.
Perhaps. I don't remember because I'm not familiar with
mm-hmm.
the terminology of the rural.
Well, I'll go ahead and ask you these.
Ken, will you stop that for a minute?
Sure. The upper part of the barn is called a...
rafter.
Okay. What do you call the part where you store the hay? It's up in the...
rafter.
And if you had too much hay to put up there, you might leave it outside in a...
hay wagon, I don't know.
Did you ever see someone take a pole and put the hay around it? Leave
no.
it in sort of a mound? Did you ever hear of a haystack or hay mound?
Yes, a haystack.
What about a... when you cut the hay and you let it dry and you break it up in little piles?
Bale of hay.
Huh?
Bale.
Okay. What about before they bale it?
I haven't the slightest idea. They bundle it, didn't they?
Uh-huh. And when you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year, you might call that the...
I don't know.
And did you ever see a covered haystack? You mentioned them. Cows, where would they be kept?
In the barn.
What about horses?
Oh, in the pasture, I'm sorry. Cows would be kept in the pasture. I would assume
uh-huh.
horses in the pasture or barn.